Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens, at the heart of Irish homes for over 40 years. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
So then, after 231 days without a manager, yesterday the Football Association of Ireland unveiled its permanent choice to replace Stephen Kenny. And it's the 57-year-old former manager of Iceland and Jamaica, Heimir Hallgrímsson. He's a former dentist from Iceland, and throughout his career he's been interviewed by my next guest, the reporter with Iceland's National Broadcasting Service, Bogi Ágústsson. Great to have you back on the show, Bogi.
Thank you, Glenn. Thank you.
The first thing I want to say to you is that the part of the country our new manager comes from in Iceland has an ancient link to this country, to Ireland. Will you explain that to us?
Yes, it does. It's the Vestmann Islands, which are islands to the south of Iceland. And the earliest settlers there, this is of course myth, but Iceland was settled by two brothers-in-law in 874, according to myth. One of them was killed by his Irish slaves. The slaves fled to the islands off the south coast of Iceland, and they were named after them, called Westman Islands, because Westman was somebody from Ireland.
Ah, there you go.
So, yeah.
So he's very much entitled to be the Irish football manager based on that story. The papers here, Boy, they've made a great deal of his background as a dentist and having great fun with headlines this morning like, "Come on, you boys in green." How did he get into football management from that dental career?
Well, he was a football player from the beginning with his local club. He was a defender. He was not good enough to qualify for the national team, but he was a very dependable defender. And he then, along with his studies, he started to coach the women's team there. And he did a good job, and he took over the men's team. And again, he did a very good job there. It wasn't a full-time job, even if they played in the top division in Iceland. So he had his dental practice at the same time as he was coaching the local team.
Mm-hmm.
Then in 2011, he was hired as the assistant coach to the Swede Lars Lagerbäck, who was Iceland's national coach at the time. Now, Lagerbäck had a very distinguished career, and it was seen as something of a coup to get him to train Iceland, and he needed an assistant, and Heimir Hallgrímsson became that assistant. Then they became joint coaches, and as such, they managed to get Iceland to the Euro finals in 2016. And after Iceland exited, having been defeated by France in the quarterfinals, Hallgrímsson took over alone, and he managed to get Iceland to the finals of the World Cup in Russia in 2018.
Mm-hmm.
He quit when Iceland didn't progress there. I think the most memorable result was a 1-1 draw against Argentina.
But great to be there, and great to be there, great to play against Argentina, and great to get a draw against them as well. I suppose really what we want to know is, what is he like as a person and a coach?
He's a very personable man. He is upright, he is honest, he looks you in the eye, and you have the feeling that what he says, he means. And he is known as a very good man manager, mm-hmm. Which is a term they use quite often in football. And he gets along with people. He's generally very positive. But he is also, he's no pushover. he has his opinions and he stands by them.
Right.
And he says, yeah, sorry.
When it comes to coaching then, I mean, can you tell us what his coaching style is like? Is he someone who likes a firm plan and who will stick to that plan? Or does he say to his players, go out there and do what you need to do to win?
No, he has a very clear strategy and tactics. And he knows, he knew that with Iceland, he was generally, particularly in the Euros, we were playing teams which had better players than Iceland had. So they had to have a strategy, and the strategy was to be highly organized. He said, don't let the opponents pull you out of your position. Be disciplined. And be then ready to strike very quickly when you get the chance.
Mm-hmm.
So it was defense mainly, and I would guess that he would follow a similar strategy when he is coaching Ireland. The similarity between Iceland and Ireland is that all the best footballers, they play abroad.
Yes,
because the and that has some challenges, of course, because the players come from very different teams, very different football cultures. So he has to melt that into a team which has team spirit, which is proud to play for the country.
And, you know, he will obviously have to keep a very close eye on footballers who are coming up through the ranks as well because of that problem, because a lot of the very good ones tend to, as you said there, leave our shores and go and play, particularly with Premiership clubs. So he'll have to watch for new talent as well. So given that he left the Iceland job voluntarily, he went off to the Middle East and then on to Jamaica, how do you think he's viewed? Is he well respected in the football world?
As far as I know, he is, because he has gotten results with a tiny country. I mean, the population of Iceland is roughly about the same as the city of Cork.
Mm-hmm.
And getting Iceland to two finals is no it's no mean feat.
Right.
I mean, Iceland definitely punched above the weight.
Well, we will be expecting nothing less than the same when he comes here. So if you do happen to see him, you can tell him that our expectations are very high, Bogi. And thank you for telling us about him today. That's Bogi Augustin there. Back after this quick break.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.